All right, you filthy hooligans, we are back. We are back once again for the official return of Blur City.
Yes, it's good to be back. We've been off for a few months, but season 5, we're kicking off right now. Just a little bit of housekeeping. Again, we have some Andor reviews dropping. We're dropping them weekly as each 3-episode chunk of Andor drops. We're also going to come out next week with our last The Last of Us season 2 mid-season recap, and then we're going to have also a finale towards the end once that wraps up. But I'm Demetrius,
And I'm Demetrius,
and Meet Your Meats presents.
the Blurred City Podcast. Asterisk.
And since it's been so long, you know we got to hit you with that legal spiegel.
All right. The purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by their respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right. So, as we always do with our movie reviews, we like to hit you with the pre-spoiler chat. There's a lot of kind of like moving parts with this one, Meech. So, I'll let you, well, I'll cover like, say, the movies that each main character was in and like TV show projects that they've been in. And then you can just kind of fill in from there. But if you're interested in knowing Yelena, she is in Black Widow and Hawkeye. So then Red Guardian, he pops up in Black Widow. John Walker, who is kind of knockoff Captain America, he first
Press agent.
appears, yes, in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Ghost is an Ant-Man too. I mean, Taskmaster, as we get into the spoiler chat, you might as well not even waste your time. And then Valentina de Fontaine, she is in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Wakanda Forever, and I feel like she was in something else.
She was at the end of Black Widow.
All right, so there you go. And then with that, Meech, if you want to cover anything with Sentry slash the Void.
Yes. So Sentry slash the Void, aka, or as many people like describe him, is Marvel Superman with schizophrenia. That's basically his whole shtick. He made his debut in the New Avengers comic run in like the 2000s. Basically being the Superman, and his probably biggest feat is the fact that he rips Carnage in half. And probably his best known jobber moment is when he subsequently also gets ripped in half by our King in Black, the good Lord Null.
I recall the World War Hulk fight that they had. Again, the Hulk disrespect. This man 1v1 Sentry and survived.
Yep. They both 1v1'd each other and depowered one another. That lets you know just how OP this man Sentry is.
And with, I mean, we can get more into it as we get into the actual review, but with kind of how he was describing it, he was kind of describing the more of a bipolar symptoms in the movie, at least, rather, because he was talking about like he felt highs and then he felt really, really bad lows, which is
Yeah.
kind of like symptomatic of a bipolar disorder.
Yeah, that's a big change from the comic.
Well, I'm not saying that's what it is, but I think it was kind of like, oh, you can interpret it. Because I also was like, hey, is this bipolar? Is this multiple personality disorder? What the heck am I?
Yeah, it could be a good number of them, but also big thing about this movie is the fact that one of the creatives on this movie was the person who did Beef. So if you liked Beef, the Netflix series, which I love me some Beef,
Season 2 incoming.
love me some Beef. Pause. But yes, that it this definitely like had some isms in there of some stuff like, yep, I see where you came in at.
Right, so with that, anything else?
No, we just know this picks up like right in the middle.
All right, so we are coming to you with Thunderbolt spoilers in 3, 2, 1. So kicking off, we can see that Yelena is down. Well, before we even get into that, Marvel was cooking. I already knew, like, I already was like, oh, Marvel's in their bag when they show the screen title, like the title, and it fades to black, and you're like, okay, they're not playing around with this movie. They
This is
have a
a black
vision.
movie right here.
So with that, we see Yelena down bad, lacking purpose. She's kind of just like, hey, give me my orders and I'm gonna just fulfill it. kind of what you see with a lot of like spy movies towards like the, oh, I'm the grizzled vet, I'm at the end of my rope, and it's like, oh, people gotta cut loose with me because I want to cut loose. But with that, she ends up killing the doctor and destroys the lab where the sentry experiment is being conducted. We kind of get a tease of, oh, there's some shadows that we see in the trailer where it's like, oh, this is something very mysterious is going on. Cutting to DeFontaine, she's about to get impeached for her role with being the former CEO, or at least somewhere on the board with Oxcorp. And then with that, we see also Bucky is now a congressman, and he's on the case. So after this, she's like, hey, clean this up. We can't have any loose ends, like no evidence. And then also she does the kind of like, this is the part where it was really funny. So with that, well, before we get into the part where she kind of covers loose ends, we see Yelena visiting Alexei, the Red, aka Red Guardian.
Her dad.
Kind of like, yes. So getting that inspiration. So they haven't talked in a year around, I guess that would, it's really hard with kind of like the time frame, but I'm assuming that's like after Endgame, right?
Yes, because this is definitely at least like, I think if I counted it right, like 2027? So like
about
like a few years after Endgame.
So she already talked about, they haven't talked in years. She's kind of grieving her sister Natasha, Black Widow, being gone. And then Alexei says, hey, maybe you need something more front facing. Something important is that we see he's running a limo service as the Red Guardian. So with that, Yelena gets in contact with Fontaine, and it's like, hey, we have one more job for you, then we can figure out what your role is. So, hey, all you got to do is go to this mine that's a mile underground, which already should have been a red flag. And you gotta take, yeah.
And listen, let me do a takeover, because ain't no way. See, it always happens with like these movies where it's like, oh, yeah, the person wants to like leave the life and say, yes. Oh, yeah, you get one more mission. Every single time, it's the mission is going to get them killed. Unless your name is John Wick. Unless your name is John Hem Wick. So
no such thing as a clean break in this business.
Exactly. So she, you know, goes underneath the ground and goes into this mine, into this chamber where like she was supposed to like go after this person who's seemingly walking through walls. And then she gets ambushed by not Captain America, aka U.S. agent, aka John Walker,
mm-hmm.
who's there to take her out. And he got the toolie. They fighting and she getting her behind whooped.
Yes.
When suddenly Ghost pops up, because she's after after Walker. But then as they were fighting, then we get Taskmaster.
Yes. And,
I mean, not the real Taskmaster, not Anthony Masters, but the female, female Taskmaster from Black Widow. She comes in and it's like, hey, I'm after Ghost. So they all scrapping with each other. It's chaos everywhere. You see this coffin like open up and then like all while it's happening, like Taskmaster, like she's actually doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? She did
going
her thing.
In.
Yeah, she was going in. She was doing her thing. And then all of a sudden, bam!
Yes, because she was about to take out Walker, which is crazy, yo. It's so funny in the trailer. Everyone's like, yo, Taskmaster not making it past the opening scene.
We locked in with that.
She had the most unceremonious death. It was literally just like Ghost just shot her in the head. And it was like, hey, let's move on with the movie. Do you think they did that because she was redundant of a character? I mean, think about it, because Ghost wears a mask, Taskmaster wears a mask. She's technically a Black Widow. Yelena's a Black Widow. She has a shield. John Walker has a shield.
Yeah, I definitely think that's the case. And also, again, it illustrates the fact like, hey, these are a group of killers and criminals, all right? And just to prove how serious this movie is, one of them had to get clapped. This is Marvel Suicide Squad, if done right.
Yes. With that, they eventually find out, hey, we all just got sent here to take one another out. Is that not suspicious to you? So then they all learn, hey, we're all Black Op agents. This is a cleanup mission, and we're the trash. So this, they find out, okay, we're about to get incinerated. But then with the coffin that you mentioned, this weird guy named Bob, who is like, why are you here? We're all like killers right now. And it's just like you random person that doesn't, that conveniently doesn't remember anything.
Where'd you come from?
Exactly. So with that, eventually they escape the incinerator because everything locks down. They have a countermeasure for ghosts with sound, but they just bust through it, and they managed to escape because Bob watched The Emperor's New Groove. So they did the back-to-back thing, which was so funny. My theater like bust out laughing.
I know, I was laughing really hard at that moment. I was like, ain't no way they did. Is that what I think it? Nah,
it's a Disney product.
Yep. And of course, like with that, you have where, you know, Bucky, he's pretty much like they're at a art gallery ran by Fontaine, where essentially like Fontaine's like feigning like everything's all right, when but then Bucky, he's like trying to talk up, he's trying to riz up her assistant, and he's like, hey, you got some intel, some dirty dark secrets, go ahead, tell me. And it's slowly starting to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, like as the crew, they were leaving, but unfortunately, yeah, as I said, like they're going up the chute, and then like it seemed like John Walker, he did everything himself to get every people out. But then, hey, they all got out. And also another big thing is that when Yelena touched Bob's hands, she ends up like flashing back to a time when as a child, she essentially got her friend killed as part of the Red Room. Mm-hmm. And then John Walker grabbed his hand. And that's where we learned that this man, John Walker, went down horrendous after his tenure in Falcon and Captain America and the Winter Soldier. And turns out, he a deadbeat dad. He drinking. He out here doing black ops missions. He verbally abusive to his now ex-wife, which you don't find out till later. But you yes. kind of knew
you,
that. Like,
yeah.
You got a new like, but oh,
it's,
yeah,
no. It's funny because during this period, especially early on, John is like, he still believes himself to be a good guy, where he's like, hey, I'm taking charge. I'm running this op. You two are criminals and I'm Captain America. And kind of like going off of that route where everyone's like, yo, we're not dealing with this. But as they kind of get to the escape route, Fontaine figures out, hey, we didn't clean up what we were supposed to clean up. Let's send a crew to actually take them all out. And kind of just like in the correspondence with that, during their mission to kind of escape, we see that eventually Bob has his power bill once he kind of like uses himself as a decoy. So he's bulletproof, he's able to fly up, but kind of this being a new experience to him, he falls back to the earth and plummets before Fontaine can collect them, which essentially wraps up Act One. And what I wanted to kind of get to, it kind of reminded me, obviously, this is a team-up movie of, like, oh, we're a bunch of losers. And there's kind of parallels with this movie, but Guardians of the Galaxy, how yeah. they had kind of that first scene where they're all trying to, like, I think they were trying to get something in their first scene of Guardians
yeah,
of the Galaxy.
They get the orb.
Yes, and they were all, like, fighting each other and eventually got arrested. So it's kind of just like, oh, us lovable losers down on our luck are now tasked with a mission together, because it's like now it's about survival. So, you know, they're on the run. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Red Guardian, he ended up being the limo driver for when Fontaine was leaving the event, and he heard what she was saying. So then he kind of pulls up, and again, our theater was crying, and Yelena was just like, oh my gosh, my dad is here.
You could tell she was just like, I swear this man, no. No, actually, guys, just... We'll just walk.
It's crazy that he saw her like off in the distance, because they were like crouched in hiding.
I'm not. Hey, a dad knows his daughter. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so they're in the limo together. They basically talking about like, you know, just what they gonna do and how they gonna separate. But like Alexi, he like, oh no, nah, we got the team together, and they are named the Thunderbolts after Yelena's childhood soccer team.
That's funny.
Which is hilarious. And you can tell like none of them, they're like, nah, we ain't a team. But of course, Fontaine's agents were out here shooting them up. Turns out the limo that he had isn't bulletproof.
Or can't go above 60.
Yeah, it can't go over 60 miles per hour, which is kind of crazy because I know somebody with a car just like that. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not calling you out by name, but you know who you are. You know who you
That's
is.
bad.
But yes, and then at that point, that's when the agents they get taken out by a certain disc. And if you know, you knew if you watch a Captain America and the Winter Soldier Bucky decides to intervene, doing his best Terminator impression with the glasses, the motorcycle, and the gun. I'm like, oh no, and
It's
all
funny.
black.
That scene made me think of what's it called? Saving Private Ryan. You remember, like, when at the because Yelena, she gets out the window with her handgun and then she shoots the vehicle and it just blasts off. So it reminded me of, like, at the end when Tom Hanks, he like shoots the tank and the tank blows up and you're like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, I remember that.
So yeah, so essentially we think, oh, it's all good, Bucky saved them, and then Bucky is like, nah, y'all coming with me.
Y'all arrested now, boy. You getting interrogated, and basically he's interrogating them. He's like, hey, you guys are the last link to Allegra De La Fontaine. And also, like, they're all talking about like how Bob, you know, Bob got captured by Allegra, and you see how she pretty much puts on her feminine wiles to a confused Bob, like basically
Maternal
manipulating,
instinct, yeah.
yeah, maternal instincts, manipulating him, be like, hey, it's like we'll help you control your powers. You're the best hero, all that good jazz, and you just and he folded like laundry. And I'm like, come on.
I mean, he never had a chance. And then also the reason that she sh says that she's trying to create a superhero. One, again, the Avengers are as broken up as possible during this time. It takes place right after, sometime after Captain America: Brave New World. So again, President turned into the Hulk, and then just with that, there's no real superhero. So let's create our own. Really, it's for control, but that's kind of just like how she spins it. So with that, we see kind of just like the confrontation eventually of the quote unquote Thunderbolts with Fontaine, and then the big Sentry reveal.
Yep. So essentially, like, hey, Bucky gets a call from the assistant who basically was like, hey, we got Bob here, and she doing some real nasty work to him, and they all like decide to team up as the Thunderbolts. They run up on, and it turns out they were actually in Avengers Watch, the Avengers Tower from the first Avengers movie, now decommissioned and turned into just Watchtower. So they go in, they confront Allegra, and she's like, hey, Sentry, come on out. And Sentry's like, hey, I don't want to fight y'all, but I have to put the paws on you. And put the paws on them they did, because this man proved what happens if a Superman goes rogue.
Beat the
And he
sonic
does,
rings out of him.
yep, just punching them, like sending people out windows, did Bucky all the way dirty by knocking him up into the ceiling, knocking him down, grabbing him, ripping off his arm, and then threw it at him. I'm like, dang, you that? Why'd you do him that dirty?
I didn't know he had like powers of the Force, like telekinesis-esque powers in the comic.
He don't.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, he doesn't have that power.
He don't. He don't. I'm like, when? Because strictly in terms of powers, he is just Superman.
Cause like, I mean, they have creative freedom to do whatever they want, but I mean, like, even with like Kamala, like Miss Marvel, maybe it's because they're doing the Fantastic Four, but her powers in like the TV shows and movies are not what they are in the comics. So at all, like it's not even close, is the crazy thing.
Like maybe he does have those powers in like a very recent comic that I am unaware of, but as far as I know, he just Superman. That's he or maybe or actually hold on, because the Void has different abilities.
And the void was leaking out most of the movie.
Yeah, so he was probably tapping into the Void, because the Void literally does everything. So yeah. He does got it. He does got it. But
So
yes.
yeah, go ahead.
And
Oh, well, I was just gonna say after that, they after getting the brake speed off them, they're like, hey, We gotta leave. So they scramble to the elevator with that, and then Fontaine is like, "Hey, take him out," you know. And he's just like, "Why do I have to do that? Like, they're so weak." Like, he's literally like disappointed because of the power level difference, where he's just kind of like, "Oh, there's no point in killing ants with me." Like, it's a non-factor. So she's like, "Hey, you do what I tell you to do." He's like, "Why would a god?" I was like, "Lord Beerus?"
I was like, no. You said Pierce. I was like, Doctor Black? Yamato?
Zamasu.
Michael? Why would a god take orders from a mortal?
So with that, she's about to use the kill switch, and he it's kind of like Brightburn, where it's like right before she can use it, he kind of like takes her up. He's like, "Hey, stop playing with me. I'm gonna do what I want." And then so the assistant hits the kill switch. They think they're all good. The Thunderbolts are like, "Hey, we just got our butts whipped. We got to go our separate ways." So we have a really like emotional moment with Yelena and then Alexei, where it's just kind of like, yo, she's explaining, "I don't really feel anything. Like, I don't feel good. I just have a bunch of dark days. I feel so lonely." And then him like being her father and just being like, "Hey, I'm here for you," telling her like, "Yo, there's a brightness within you that I see it. I've seen it before." Even like with the, as you said, the Thunderbolts and the soccer team that didn't win any games, like you had a brightness. There was so much fun to you, and just kind of like having her trying to rekindle that. But then in the meantime, we then see Sung Jin-Woo do a crossover event, the Shadow Monarch.
Yay!
The boy pulls up.
Void Jinwoo decides to pull up. Void
Yeah, so
Jinwoo, like
that starts.
it starts the next act where essentially he's just like, "Hey, I'm a
Shut
god amongst sheep," and literally just with a wave of his hand, just like in the trailer, folks get turned into shadows. They get dusted. They get a Thanos snap
Yeah, they get sent to the Shadow Realm with
to the actual.
Kimu.
No, they actually went to the actual Shadow Realm, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, so at this point, he's spreading his darkness everywhere. Again, Shadow Realm. But and then like at that point, it's like they all seeing like, oh crap. So that's when all the Thunderbolts, they actually get together, start doing some heroic activities. They all working together as a team. And then came the most depressing part when Alexei, he saves a little girl.
My
And
God.
it was like a moment where it's like, okay, this is like the moment is like, yeah, everything gonna be all right, and we gonna handle the bad guy. But before he could get a word out, it's like, you all right? And then bam, she turns into shadow.
Yo, my theory got so quiet.
We were like, hey, yo. My theory was the exact opposite. We were like, nah, this dude has no chill.
It's like y'all wild. Oh man, that was funny.
He had no chill whatsoever.
But I think with this part, what it showed is that they may be like they're criminals, but not necessarily villains.
Yes.
Obviously, they've done heinous stuff from time to time. But with that, like in their current states, like all of them being shadow ops, thinking, you know, they're doing something good for country and service and all of that. And then it's like here, that moment where it's like you see them saving different people, you see them uniting, and that even Fontaine sees this and then makes a call for later in the movie. But as the boy continues to send people to the Shadow Realm to see Kaiba Yubi and Pegasus and all of them, with that, Yelena just walks straight into it, which kind of like made me think about it because of that one part in the trailer was like, most likely they're not dead with that. So she goes in. Alexei is distraught because it's like, hey, we just don't know what happened. Like all these people might be gone. The city is just disappearing. And again, all of Manhattan was gone.
I was
So
like, I wonder what Mayor Fisk was gonna spend. How you gonna spend that?
vigilantes. Technically, all of them are vigilantes, in a sense. But I mean, now they're heroes, so I don't know how, but I digress. So with that, just moving forward, we see that Yelena is dealing with kind of like her darkness, you know, and with that, you have to understand, like, that's crazy. That means everybody was literally experiencing some of their darkest moments. And then even if you navigate to another room or try to stop the memory itself was acting in a way where it's like it's forcing you to watch it and then repeat. So as she eventually like traverses through that, she goes to another Red Room situation where it's like she's completing a mission and then all the other girls get punished for it, for just not completing it as fast as her, until she eventually finds Bob again in his own headspace, which was another parallel, if you think about it, to Moon Knight.
Yes, because if you remember in Moon Knight, essentially, like, whenever Mark would experience abuse, he would curl up and basically dissociate himself into his happy place. And with Bob, like, with his dad being abusive, he dissociated into his into the attic, which was his happy place. Except he also went there literally, but yeah, so like it was very dissociative, and essentially like, hey, this was where Yelena basically like tells him like, hey, like my earlier advice on stuffing all of the emotions down was wrong. We gotta like embrace them. We gotta confront them, which I'm like, that's actually big facts.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't stifle things down forever. It'll just bubble up and cause a void inside. Both literally and figuratively. So,
yes.
So yes, and then at that point, the void itself was like, oh, nah, you ain't trying to get happiness, boy, and tries taking both of them out with its telekinesis in the room. And then you learn that the rest of the Thunderbolts went into the shadow realm as well to save them. And then they get teleported to the lab where Bob, you know, became Sentry/Void. And of course, like, it was a moment where like, hey, they're gonna team up to fight them, but then all the Thunderbolts get tangled up, and then Bob is like, enough is enough, run these hands, and and he starts beating the mess out of the void, which you think would be a good idea, but it turns out it's not. That's actually exactly
what he wants,
wanted.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted Bob to be overcome by its rage and his anger, that he slowly starts becoming the void and slowly start getting consumed by it, until the Thunderbolts came in and decided to give him the hug of friendship.
That was actually a really cool moment how that was done. That also, another parallel, reminded me of Naruto Shippuden, when Naruto fought himself by the waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
Like the evil version of himself, and like they were fighting each other, and like they were completely like even, obviously because it was himself, they were like copying moves and everything. And ultimately how Naruto progressed is because he had to like, he gave his like evil, quote unquote evil version himself a hug, and just like embraced that darkness within him, and like that it wasn't the only thing that existed, which I really liked about this movie, where it's like, hey, just because, you know, you're down on your luck, or you know, it also touched on mental health with stuff like that, where it's like, you don't have to go through this alone. And just because it's your lowest moment doesn't mean it's forever. So I really like that scene as well.
Yeah, I like it too. And also, again, it also showed like, hey, each member of the Thunderbolts, like they embraced one another kind of like as family, to where like their bickering, like at the beginning of the movie, is very contrasted by like, hey, they do like very snarky banter at one another, but it's still like, it's like playful, fun, family-esque banter.
Yeah, it definitely progresses, because at the start it's like, yo, I hate you, why are you here? And then towards the end, like, you yes, and then towards the end it's like brother sister energy.
Yep. And then so yeah, because of that, and Bob's able to regain control, the void basically recedes and everyone comes back, but Bob has no memory of what happened, because again, it was all the void that did it and not him. And they see Allegra De Fontaine and they're like, oh nah, I'm about to kill you, but like, we about to kill you. And
yes,
and she's like recedes behind the curtain, and as they're running to go kill her, bam, the press conference where she basically spins public perception into like how like, oh yeah, I gathered these groups of people into becoming a group, and we're able to defeat the threat at hand, and they are known as the New Avengers.
Ding ding ding. Which, if you look at like even the poster for the movie, I think they switched it to from Thunderbolts to the New Avengers.
Oh yeah, they did that like very recently, because like, again, it was all Thunderbolts. And then, like, oh yeah, and then of course, like at the end, it was like, yeah, Yelena, like, Thrain is like, hey, we own you.
So from there, you well, like with the mid leading into the mid scene, credit scene, it's just kind of like showing that the public is split on them being the new quote unquote Avengers, stuff like that, and then also just like not really believing in them that way.
And Sam actually, like, Sam Wilson literally filing
For the
trademark
trademark.
for the Avengers, which is
Yeah,
crazy.
so that leads to like the very, very end post-credit scene. So before we get to the big thing that leads into the next movie, who do you think is in the Falcon's Avengers? Or does he have it assembled? Because it's like an 18-month time jump from there.
Okay, so in my opinion, I think it would be, of course, like, his Joaquin's Falcon, because
Yes.
remember, Sam's Captain America. I would think, like, it would be members that he would be very comfortable with and those who are still active.
Do you think the new, technically she's not new, but the other widow would now be quote unquote Black Widow that was introduced in Brave New World?
Oh, what's her name?
The 4 feet of fun?
Yeah. Maybe actually, she could be, because
Because she's
think about
cool
it.
with Bradley, so.
Yeah. So she could definitely be a member. We know that, like, he again has that relationship with oh dang, what was, oh yeah, Ant-Man. But
Ooh, that's a good point.
yeah, he still has like kind of that banter with Ant-Man.
Boy, we scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
Look. Listen, the amount of heroes that are active at this current moment. Also, we got like the Young Avengers. You know, we still have
Yes.
Kate Bishop. We still have
Kamala.
Wiccan, Kamala. Technically, still Peter Parker, but
Well, he would be an Avenger, but to your point, we don't know who Peter is, so I don't know if they can reach out to Spider-Man, and that he wasn't announced for Doomsday. So that's interesting because I can't remember. I know we get the new Spider-Man movie next year, but I can't remember if it's before or after Doomsday. And we know Tom Holland was, he could be in it, but he was not announced for Doomsday, like in the casting thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
So
I think it was
maybe Shang-Chi,
Oh
potentially.
yeah. Shang-Chi.
But I don't know, like the only person Shang-Chi knows is Wong.
Hulk. No, he knows Hulk and
How
Carol Danvers.
does he know Hulk?
The post-credit scene.
I'm trying to remember. It's been so long.
Yeah, it's
They
literally
make
in the
no
post.
reference to it.
Literally, the post-credit scene is they, like, the two of them meet Shang-Chi and they're like, hey, we noticed some irregularities with your
Rings,
ten
okay.
rings, and it's like how it's sending out a beacon.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Jeez Louise. That was 2019. No, not 2019. 2021 that came
2021.
out. Jeez, they have not made one reference to that whatsoever.
Hey, look at how much it took before they made a reference to Eternals.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, I guess if Ant-Man's going to be in it, they might as well just put the Wasp. And to your point about the Young Avengers, then it would be, I don't know her hero name. His daughter.
Oh, Stature, aka Cassie Lang.
Yes. Ooh, there has to. Is Hulk technically still an Avenger?
Yeah, he's still active. He's just out here being a dad.
Not my Hulk. Do you think She-Hulk? Oh, I don't think they can use her in the movies. I don't think they can use her in the movies because of rights stuff
No,
with
I think
She-Hulk.
no. They can use her. They just can't make a Hulk movie.
Okay, but they can use her in a movie?
Yeah, they can use her. They just can't make an actual Hulk
I
movie.
think I mixed up because I knew that about the whole thing. I think they mixed that up with the Punisher, whereas like he can't be used in the movies for rights reasons.
Which is crazy because Punisher would go dummy.
Question. No, we still have Rhodey, War Machine, technically, but he's broken. He's broken. And Doctor Strange went to a new world with
Get to an encouragement with his girl. Oh,
yeah.
wait, Black Panther. I'm sure he.
I don't know if she gave up the throne. Well, she gave up the throne. I don't know if she's still Panther or not.
That is. And the daughter of
I
Melaje.
mean, I don't think she gave up the power, but she was like, yo, I'm kind of done with this.
Ooh, yeah, we're basically scraping the
And
barrel when it comes.
there's no other fruit, gum gum fruit.
Gum gum fruit is crazy.
So Winston Duke can't be it
Dang.
either. Yo, this is bad.
Dang, this team is cooked. This team is cooked. Oh
Oh my gosh. Okay, coming
no. Wait,
back
hold
to
on, hold
the.
on.
Yeah,
I'm
go
quite
ahead.
literally about to go through this list to see who all is in there and what
Who
they.
is.
All right, let's see. Let's go through. Let's go through. Okay, Thor. Thor.
He's as close to retirement, but I think he's getting another movie, so maybe. Let's say
Yeah, so
yes.
he's still active. All right. Yeah, Shuri, aka Black Panther. Got Scott Lang.
Yeah.
Namor.
No, he's not an Avenger.
Nah, he
Keep
ain't
going.
an Avenger. Shang-Chi. We got no. That's Beast. No, that's alternate universe. Joaquin.
All the Guardians are gone. Maybe Star-Lord.
Maybe I'll get M'Baku. He in there.
But again, he's just a dude. I mean, you saw what happened when he went up against the, what's the name of the people?
The Attilans.
Yeah, they got waxed. All the Wakandans got waxed. So, I mean,
Yeah, I'll say, let's see, not Loki.
nope. He's at the end of time.
And that's literally it.
We better call it. Oh, if Vision comes back,
Oh my goodness, where is White Vision? Where is
maybe.
he?
If he comes back, you got a chance.
Also, America Chavez.
Young
Oh
Avengers, you're
wait, Young
right.
Avenger, my bad. But still,
Dude,
yeah, Young Avengers.
we scream.
Yeah, nah, this about to be.
I see why we're doing multi-dimensional thing.
Yeah, because everybody else who's been announced, they're all multiverse or
Yes.
multiverse level characters.
All right. So coming back, what do you think the Thunderbolts does in the big picture? You know, getting is it just so they can have the new Avengers leading into Doomsday and Secret War, or is it like something just like bigger?
As far as to what the Thunderbolts are, I think they definitely like this leans like a bit on more of the street level side of things, with the exception of Bob and what happens in this post credit scene, which we may discuss. But yeah, I think like at most like they're probably gonna be in a more support level capacity, to where it's like, all right, it's like you got the bombastic like God tier level heroes who are left, and then you got the Thunderbolts who are the street levels, and then you got the well who's the slightly above street level, and then you get the true street levels like Daredevil, Punisher, and all them. So as far as like the greater scheme, I think it's mostly like they're mostly just a setup team, and B is just like a get the name New Avengers out there.
Okay, cool. So with that, we touched on it a bit. The big post-credit scene reveal we see towards the end, essentially either Doomsday or Secret Wars slash incursions already happening, because we see like with the 18-month time skip, you know, they get the glow up, the new Avengers, and Yelena is their leader, and we're kind of like, hey, there's a lot of space irregularities happening, that can also maybe tie into the Marvels. Oh, I don't know if she's coming back, honestly. I don't know.
Monica?
No, Brie Larson. I think she says she don't want to do it anymore. So, yeah, we're kind of cooked. But with that, we see something happens into space, and we see at the end Fantastic Four. Well, the four on the Fantastic Four spaceship comes with that. So that kind of leads into a lot of theories that the Fantastic Four takes place in an alternate universe slash dimension, and they're kind of like pulling in, which probably means Galactus is about to to run pockets on their world.
Their world is cooked. Their world is done. I'm sorry. But also, just FYI, this post-credit scene kind of got spoiled for me in the credits.
That's a good point, because like they had like the countdown, and then it was like Fantastic Four
No,
with
no, no. It
that.
was like, no. Like, if you were like looking at the credits, like as they were rolling up, like it gets to the part where it mentions like the soundtracks. So it was like Avengers theme, Thunderbolts theme, Fantastic Four theme, and then that scene popped up. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
I
whoa.
saw that, but like in the like, cause I saw it in IMAX. I don't know how you saw it, but like when it was doing the countdown, the entire countdown was Fantastic Four related.
Oh no, I didn't see it in IMAX, but and we didn't have a countdown like that, but still. Eesh.
So with that, but overall, I enjoyed it. How do you feel about this being like a Yelena story? Because essentially it was.
Oh yeah, I actually liked it a lot. Like Yelena is like one of my favorite like post in-game characters, because like she's so likable. She's so, especially like in like with her banter between like her two main compatriots or like main side characters, aka Natasha and Kate Bishop. Like she has such fun banter between the two of them. So I was like, okay, let's see like where she goes from here. And the fact is, like, a she's basically down in the depression lands. I'm like, dang, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this, and I liked it. I liked it a lot. If you had any thoughts on her?
No, I really enjoyed it because I thought of the Guardian of the Galaxy movie and just like team up movies in general, like the Suicide Squad, the James Gunn version of it, where it's like, even with a team up story, which another reason why I think they got rid of Taskmaster so early is because they just didn't have room for it. And this was already a very underdeveloped character. I mean, even if you think about it, like Ghost didn't get that much like quote unquote backstory to it. We just kind of like, it's like if you know what Ant-Man 2 was, since he was the main antagonist in that movie, you can kind of follow it. But I enjoyed it being a Yelena story because, like, even with Guardians, like, Peter was the main in, like, 1 and 2, and then Rocket was the main in, like, 3, where the story centered around him. So with this one, centering around Yelena was really smart, in my opinion, just because she was able to connect the threads, a lot of different characters, and then carry it from there. And I think that's one thing with just, like, the Marvel Phase 5 itself, where it's, like, they don't really have a connecting thread other than multiverse stuff. And with the multiverse stuff, it's kind of like it can be whatever. So I do really like how they told the story.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But also another thing we gotta note is just how they were able to make certain villains like actually likable too. Like again, folks like Ghost, for example. Like, you know, I don't know if you remember, like, from that last movie, like, she basically, like, went axe crazy all because, like, she was in pain the entire time.
Yep.
But in this one, you get to, like, see her actually be a good character, like, actually be somebody and be, like, herself. And it's like, I like you.
Still a stone cold killer based on what she did to Taskmaster, but you're right.
I mean, honestly, some would say it's a mercy, but
yo, what's crazy is that they even wasted it, because like in the last movie, Taskmaster couldn't talk because of like the torture she went through, and the fact that they even gave her a line is crazy.
I'm not after you.
Bam!
Crazy. And then also, again, like the development of John Walker, because yes, as you know, like many people hated John.
Mm-hmm.
Many people hated John's character because he's not Steve. And the fact he actually murdered somebody with the shield, no blood on shield and all that, and what that means, means in real life and politically and whatnot. But yeah, and then just seeing people like, again, go after this man, but seeing him develop because of that. Again, I'm impressed with, like, again, how they were able to balance each person and see like them develop slowly.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No.
Oh, just, I guess the last question. Do you think we see Sentry in Doomsday, or do we see him in Secret Wars? Because he's part of the team, but obviously he probably knows a little bit better than me. Like when he taps into this, when Bob taps into the Sentry powers, the Void's influence on him increases.
Yes, so he's basically a ticking time bomb. It's like, hey, if I use my powers, I have to roll the dice because there could be a chance Void comes right back out. Well, turns out like he's actually in the movies. Like he's in the cast for Doomsday, so he's gonna be in it. The real question is he gonna be kind of like, he's basically taking the place of the Hulk, where
I like that you said that.
Yes, he's taking the place of the Hulk in that, like, A, he can use his powers and he's probably the strongest one out of everybody, but it comes at the caveat that he's just as dangerous to the heroes as he is to the villains.
Which is interesting, because I think, now that you mention that, either Doom solos Sentry, or he manipulates him for the Void to come out, and they have to deal with the Void. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, hey, it happened in Siege, so where Bob gets manipulated by a villain and turns to the dark side, said villain being Norman Osborn, but we're not getting Willem Dafoe in this movie, so.
I thought about it. There's one person that's actually stronger than Sentry. Gaia. And her Drax arm.
Get out.
I didn't do it. This is
Get
Marvel.
out. Get out. No, that get out. We forget that ever happened, all right? Like I forgot that even happened. Are you bringing that back to my memory?
I think they forgot it happened. All right, so with that, we're going to jump into our awards and then tiers of the movie. All right, for our first award, we have the I Did a Thing Award. This goes to a character. Honestly, this should be the Stealing Money Award, but this goes to a character that did a thing in the movie, and it has to be Taskmaster. She had a really cool fight scene. I like actually have to give it to her with that, just like kind of the ingenuity of it. Obviously, Taskmaster is one of the best hand-to-hand fighters in the whole Marvel universe, at least comic-wise. But then she kind of like had like 2 minutes of screen time and got unceremoniously shot, and no one felt really anything. Like Ghost felt no sympathy for it, and then Yelena was like, "Charge it to the game." So Taskmaster, come get this award.
Dang, crazy. All right, so for my first award, it's none other than the teamwork makes the dream work. And this goes to none other than all the members of the Thunderbolts, aka the New Avengers, for actually being there for Bob and like giving him like the power of family, and helping him slowly deal with his issues. So, and also again, and for attempting to put the pause on Allegra. I enjoyed that severely. So yeah. Go Thunderbolts.
All right. For my next award, I'm going with the BDE, the Big Dad Energy. So this is going to Alexi, Red Guardian. He brought like the comic relief in the movie, but like he also was able to center Yelena and like, you know, be a centering like an anchoring force for the Thunderbolts, like really being like, hey, we can't, we're not just a ragtag group. Let's actually be a team, you know, really excited about that. And then being able to be there for Yelena after he was like, not just seeing like this tough assassin in a bad spot, but this is my daughter that, you know, she's hurting. Let me be there for her. So you could see his love for her. And then also the part with like the limo that was, again, that's kind of like how he got this award. So Red Guardian, come get this award.
All right, so my next award is You Can't Be Goku, but Vegeta Isn't That Bad. This goes to a character where they're not the main character of the movie. They're basically the number two of the squad, but this number two puts in work as well. And I actually give this to Bucky, to the Winter Soldier, or to White Wolf, or whatever he's calling himself these days, because.
Congressman Barnes.
Yes, Congressman Barnes, because yeah, he was always on A1. He out here saving the team. He getting information. He doing things the right way, and he doing things the left way, the Thunderbolts way. And of course, like he provides the team with like actual like, hey, this is how it probably should be done. Giving like some great tactics and giving like he's probably the closest thing to Steve in that team. If you think about it. So yeah, he brings the Steve to the Thunderbolts as Steve did with the Avengers. And he doesn't do too bad a job at it. So
All right. Yeah.
Bucky, you get that award.
So one award I wanted to give was the Down Bad Award, which would have went to the entire Thunderbolts, but since they already have a team award, I know who one of your awards is going to, so this might as well be kind of similar to a joint, but Banished to the Shadow Realm. I'm going to give it specifically to the Void because he was sending people to the Shadow Realm, and I'm going to hand it over to you next.
Oh man, and going for the next award is the Op of the Year award. This award goes to somebody who, if you think about it, none of this would have happened without you doing some chicanery. Allegra De La Fontaine, get down here, because Because you out here scheming and manipulating, I'm just really glad you about to get your comeuppance. Because the Thunderbolts, hey, we may be in the public, but we can still take you out. We still a group of killers out here. You best to remember that.
All right, so with that, we will get into the tiers of the movie. Meech, if you're able to read that off for us.
Yes. So of course we have the F tier. You know, you're getting banished to the Shadow Realm. For the D tier, you know, we're just waiting for a reboot. We not watching those. For the C tier, you know, we shrugging our shoulders like it was all right. You know, it was pretty okay. B tier, you know, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. You know, might watch it again. The A tier, you know, we was on the edge of our seat. You know, we have to see it multiple times in the theaters. You know, I need to get my money's worth and get my money up, not my funny up. And then finally the S tier, the top of the top, the elite, the Citizen Kanes of the movies. So what are you giving this?
Ooh, I was debating. I was back and forth between two of the tiers, but I'm going to give it a B tier. If we did plus or minuses, it would be a B plus. I just think they once you were in the movie, like it just kept going, you know, you were constantly in it. There wasn't a lot of downtime, which I appreciated. There was a lot of like constant sense of danger and immediacy. The only reason I'm not giving it an A is because with my A's and S's, when I'm leaving the theater, I kind of have to be like stunned. Like the feeling I got when I left across the Spider-Verse, where I was just like, oh my gosh, like please give me the third one. So I'll give it a B.
Yeah, and that's actually what I was going to give it to, because, yeah, this was like a really good movie. I say like this was like a really great MCU movie. And of course, like critics and everybody else, they are loving this movie, too, saying like, hey, the MCU's back with this one. And again, I love like the commentaries that's happened throughout the movie and just the general discussion. But again, like yourself, like in order for it to be an A tier, I need to be out here like fiending for this movie. And then for an S tier, I need to basically be like, I have to see this movie or else I cannot die. I'm looking at you, No Way Home. I've seen you too many times in the theaters to count. How much money did I spend? Do not ask. And do I still watch the movie? Absolutely. I'll put it in. Is it the revenge? Is it my Revenge of the Sith? That's what I'm comparing it to. And this movie gives me more of, you know what? I'm not even going to say it because I'm about to cause so much havoc. So yeah. Actually, you know what? I will say it. This is basically my Rogue One. All right.
Rogue One is S tier to me.
Rogue One's A tier to me.
I mean, it's close enough. Rogue One is an incredible movie.
Exactly. Rogue One's my A. Is an A to me. Revenge of the Sith is S. Actually, it's double it. Actually, it's a D.
Some would disagree.
And those people who disagree are wrong. So, that's all we have here, folks. All
right. So with that, we get into the what's hot. We have not done this in a long time, so there is a lot to catch up on. We are obviously going to miss some stuff, but that is what is popular in anime, TV shows, movies, gamings, comics, or anything else in that realm. So, Meech, what do you have?
There's so much. All right, let's go at it piece by piece, starting with anime. You got My Hero Academia Vigilantes that is dropped. It's actually pretty good. It's amazing. It's a prequel to the main series, but I highly suggest watching it. We have One Piece who came back. And it's great when they did, because they came out with a special to catch us up on what was going down, because I had completely forgotten what had happened because it's been on hiatus that long. But it also came out with some heat. You also have Go Go Loser Ranger on Hulu. It's out here, you know, it's back. And I never stated how much I wanted to be a Green Ranger before, but I mean, that's all I'm going to say about that. Haven't been wanting to be a Green Ranger since Tommy Oliver. All right. So just moving on. Let's just keep it on moving. All right. In the realm of comic books, the Absolute Universe for DC is actually going crazy. You got Absolute Batman, who got Absolute Monstrosities. You got SCP-079 Mr. Freeze, because what the heck is that? You got absolute Giganticus Bane, because he looked like he can eat absolute Batman for lunch, which makes me terrified as to what everybody else looking like. You know, Killer Croc about to be Godzilla. You got Scarecrow that's about to actually be Freddy Krueger.
Is this the Nightmare Verse? What's going on?
Oh, the absolute universe is actually diabolical, because it's basically, you know how Superman is the center and the hope of the DC verse? Yeah, no, in the absolute universe, that center is Darkseid, so...
What?
Yeah, so it's Darkseid who's at the center of the verse. So essentially, while they're still good in the verse, good has to work harder in order to win.
I gotta top it.
Yeah.
Do they have a Joker in there?
Oh yeah, he does. And let's just say he wears a coat made out of dead babies. So I'm not even joking about that.
Is he worse than it's not metal. What's the evil Joker? The Batman Joker. Like the one that like has
Batman
the,
Who Laughs?
Yeah. Yes, that's who it is. The Batman Who Laughs.
He don't know.
Oof.
He hasn't made a move.
Oh my gosh.
He has not made a move yet. That's the crazy part. But okay, moving on. All right. And also in the realm of Marvel, Ultimate Universe is going dummy. Ultimate Spider-Man stays the best Spider-Man series. I will not be taking any complaints. Soon there's actually going to be an Ultimate Spider-Man crossover with, I believe, with the Miles Morales comic. So, yeah, Miles Morales gets to interact with Ultimate Peter, which is going to be kind of Ultimate Peter and the second Spider-Man in that verse. Yes, nice. There are two Spider-Man in the new Ultimate Spider-Man verse, and it's not Miles. So,
nice.
Yes, and then also, speaking of Miles, Miles is staying goated, and actually he gets an upgrade with his powers. He's actually chosen by the Spider God, so... Our boy's up. Yes. Our boy's part God now.
Doesn't Peter have a power of death in that universe?
No, he just has the power of depression and not getting anything right. So that's that. Again, Amazing Spider-Man, the new run just started, and we don't know much about what's happening in there other than the fact that, hey, Peter finally got a job, y'all. Yes, cue the applause. He finally got a job. But unfortunately, Mary Jane's still with Paul, which actually leads us into all new Venom. Unfortunately, yes, you know what I'm about to say.
I know what happened. Yeah.
And spoiler alert, Mary Jane's now Venom. Oh my gosh. I don't know what to say about it. It's diabolical. I don't know what to say. It's crazy.
Let's move on.
Yes, let's move on before I get into angry mode. Okay, so moving on. All right, we got in other realms in a Marvel, we also have the Doom, you know, one world under Doom. That's happening right now. Doom Sorcerer Supreme. Okay, in other comics, actually Bitter Roots spinoff is now dropped, which I'm actually like, yeah, let's go. More Bitter Roots. And then, of course, Spawn be spawning all over the place. So, yeah, now, TV shows. We have Last of Us be taking souls out. We also have Tales of the Underworld. My bad. Tales of the Underworld for Star Wars that has dropped on Disney Plus. We also have words of Star Wars Vision Season 3, which is dropping. And you get sequels to not only, you know, the Ronin, which goated story, but also the Ninth Jedi, which is kind of goated. If you remember the Ninth Jedi, that was the one where there's this lightsaber maker and like he had like a bunch of lightsabers for the Jedis, and then each one picks one up and then it turns into the color that you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a sequel to that. So amazing times all around. In realms of gaming. Gaming went crazy. But before I get to the big one, Doom Dark Ages, I'm here for it. I'm ready. I'm locked in. Also, Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, the first Daima DLC dropped, and I'm just fiending for the second one for a not very monkey reason. But let's just say Frieza's right.
Mm.
Wait. Frieza may be turning, actually, Frieza's never right, but let's just say he may be right in calling people monkeys. But yes, and now the big one. Grand Theft Auto 6 dropped a trailer. But before he dropped the trailer, there was an announcement that it got delayed to May 26th of 2026.
That's diabolical.
Yeah. We waited like 10 plus years for Grand Theft Auto 6.
And you're gonna wait some more.
And you're gonna wait at least one more year before you get a chance to they say like, oh yeah, this 1 minute trailer gonna feed you for a while. Yeah. We know y'all gonna, it's like, we don't have to do too much. We know y'all gonna get it. It's just like 2K.
It's already at 38 million views in 11 hours.
Good Lord.
I'm trying to see the first one, how many views that one has as well. Oh, 253 million views in a year.
Oh yeah, nah, we cooked as a society.
All right.
And then finally with movies, we have Five Nights at Freddy's 2. It's gonna be dropping in October. I'm ready to see what type of havoc Springtrap about to get us into. And yeah, what all you have? Because I'm
All
pretty sure I
right.
missed everything.
Just going through it, you hit most of it. Fire Force, the final season, is ongoing now, so check that out. To Be Hero X is something that I'm hearing a lot of people talk about in terms of anime. With that, just for quickly to movies, Accountant 2, that went crazy. Sinners, of course, taking the world by storm. And then TV shows, Andor, which we're also doing reviews for. And then a movie that we're both excited for. I'm actually upset because I probably can't watch this with you now that based on your travel, but Final Destination Bloodlines
Bruh.
comes out next week. Boy, I'm so excited for that movie.
Wait, hold on. Wait, I'm just realizing. Wait. Also with that movie, did you see like they released like the 4DX like poster for
Yes.
that? I nearly had a panic attack just by looking. I'm like, not again. Not
Oh,
again.
no.
Oh, so I'm terrified for
Are
what.
you on seeing it in 40X? Or what are
Heck
you
no.
thinking?
I am not seeing that in 40X. I already
Damn.
experienced enough Final Destination in my life as is. All right. I do not need to experience it again.
So, like I said, I'm upset I can't watch that with you, but that's a movie that I'm excited, super excited for. So that's all I got. So with that, we can get our plugs and get up out of here.
All right, so for our Instagram, X formerly known as Twitter and Threads, we're Blur22. Like, comment, subscribe, stay up to date on all notifications and release schedules. We have our Discord linked to said Instagram page. For our YouTube, it's under Blurred City Pod, along with our Patreon, which is under the same banner. If you donate some extra cheddar, you get access to very exclusive episodes never before seen. We also have our email address, blurcity22@gmail.com. If you want to go and send us episode suggestions, your thoughts on the Thunderbolts or whatever movie's coming out, go ahead, hit us up. And if you have criticism, it'll be in hate mail, it gets sent to the spam box, never to see the light of day. Finally, I am the Jedi born on Mustafar on Instagram and TikTok, however long we got TikTok. What you got?
All right, for my individual author pages, we have my Instagram that is Mitri underscore dash. That is Mitri underscore dash. For my X slash Twitter, that is at the Mad Dash 16. And if you're interested in my book, Phantom Reckoning, that is available on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes and Noble. So with that, we will again, we have our Andor reviews on our kind of like the bonus episodes. Next week, we will be coming at you with a Last of Us mid-season recap. So that will be, even though episode 5 will recap. So with that, we're going to leave you some words of encouragement. Meech, what you got?
All right, so for me, it's basically what I said earlier in the episodes, that when it comes to like your grief, your trauma, and just your negative feelings or emotions throughout, it's okay to feel them. It's okay to experience and be with it in that moment. It's almost never okay to just stuff it down and to keep bottling it, because at a certain point, that bottle will break and it will explode, and all those negative feelings will rush out. And that's where lashing out comes from. And it typically never lead, it always leaves a person worse off than it is at the beginning. So don't stifle anything in.
And just for my words of encouragement, you're not always as alone as you think you are. And just, reach out. reach out to people if you are feeling just those dark times. Again, as Meech said, you don't have to stuff it in. And then just for those around them, take care of yourself and those that you care about and just embrace them. So as we always say, it's not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye for now. That's the Blurred City Podcast.
See ya later.